a report from market research firm Deloitte suggesting mergers and acquisitions in the Chinese technology, media, and telecommunications sector expected to grow steadily this year. Deloitte pointing to a desire for fresh funds from small and medium-sized companies in developed countries, as well as the Belt and Road Initiative as the main factors behind expectations for more mergers and acquisitions. Last year, Chinese companies signed 729 overseas mergers and acquisition deals, spending nearly $332 billion U.S. dollars on their roughly 500 deals, which were actually made public. The media, telecom, real estate, energy, and minerals, the top choices for Chinese buyers. For more on all this, Beijing Hour's Shane Bingham speaking earlier with John Ross, senior fellow with the Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University.
First up, could you give us more detailed economic reasons behind the growing number of Chinese overseas M&A deals?
Well, there's two forces just driving it. Firstly, China's got the largest savings in the world, and now as the new data comes out, the largest banking system in the world, so there's an adequate supply of capital. And secondly, although China is very capital rich, it's still a developing country, so it needs to acquire technology and advanced production methods. And that creates the demand for the companies to go abroad because it's a quick way to gain skills and to gain technology. It's in order to engage in M&A. So there's both a supply push and a demand pull going on.
So the Chinese have the money and they need the expertise and skill. What effects will all these moves have, all these expansions have, on the international market?
It means that China's going to become a bigger and bigger player inside of the international system. This is just dictated by the fact that it's got the world's largest savings, so it's the largest amount of capital to invest in the world's largest, second largest economy. But it's still relatively developed and underdeveloped in terms of overseas investment. So we're into a long period of overseas giant investment.
So have there been any notable problems with these M&A deals, or have governments and companies largely accepted them?
Overall, they've been expanded, but there have been some particular problems. There's been particular problems in the United States on both security and sort of don't want Chinese investment. There's been some problems in Australia. So the way that I'd put it is, in general, there has been, and also some problems in Germany. So, in general, the expansion is going on, but there are some particular problems and tensions.
Are there any challenges with these cross-border mergers and acquisitions for Chinese investors, and how do they deal with it?
Well, the biggest problem of all is management skill, because it is much more complicated to run a company abroad than it is to run a company in your own country. It took about 20 years for the United States to get real core of internationally trained managers. It took the European companies after the Second World War when they started spending at the same time, and China's not going to be able to speed that up because there's no amount of money in the world which can buy you the day-to-day experience of running the company abroad. So the biggest problem is going to be the management skill problem, and that's going to be a considerable problem for some time.
John Ross, senior fellow with the Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University, speaking with the Beijing Hour, Shane Bingham.